Hello and welcome to the podcast at Finding Direction, which is found at cotrelcompass.com/blog. I'm talking to you from Iztapaluca, which is really close to Chalco. All right, I'm going to play for you a little bit of sound from someplace I was today. So you can listen to this and see if you can figure out what is going on.
Pero tiene que decir eat.
Eat.
Comer.
No van a decir comer. Van a decir eat.
Eat.
Muy bien, la acción es como si fuéramos comiendo, ¿ok? Entonces, 1, 2, 3, eat.
Eat.
Todos, por favor, con la acción. Efraín. Ok, mira, también tenemos walk. No es marchar, es caminar. Muy bien. Caminar. Entonces, stand up. Sit down. Stand up. Mira, no es stand up. No es stand up. Sit down. Stand up. ¿Qué hacemos con las personas que no van a obedecer? ¿Qué hacemos con ellos? Sit down. Tienes que decir la palabra también, Hannah. Repetir la palabra y también cumplir la palabra. Stand up. Estoy harto de esto. Ok, mira. Walk. Okay, escúchame primero.
All right, now see how well you did. Did you guess that there were kids there? Okay, did you guess that they were learning English? Did you guess that there was a guy teaching them? Okay, so far you did really well. Now, did you guess that the guy who was teaching them had an accent that was neither Canadian nor American? If you got that far, you're doing really, really well. And if you figured out that it was a North Ireland accent, then I wish I could give you some kind of a prize, because that was really impressive. Nice work. Today, Hannah and I went to an area of Mexico City called Chalco, which is just kind of neighbors to Iztapaluca, kind of southeast, but just a hop, skip, and a jump away. Well, hop, skip, and a jump from Mexico City. I think it took us about 25 minutes to get from our house to where we were going. But we went to a ministry that was going on, some English teaching, a ministry called Mexi Kids, and the person that was teaching, his name was Andrew. I never actually figured out how to say his last name. Agnew, right? Anyway, you can check out their blog if you want. They have a blog called Mex Agnews, mexagnews.blogspot.com. And they're with a mission known as OMS International. And they live in Mexico. They live in Mexico City, actually quite a ways from where we are. But I followed their blog and I noticed that he was going to be doing some things in Chalco. So I emailed him up and asked if I could stop by and meet him. So I did. His family wasn't there, but his wife is Carol, and he has two little kids. Oscar is the youngest. I think Oscar is one, less than one. And Tabitha, who is two, I think. But didn't get to meet them, just met Andrew. But it was really fun. And he did a really good job with the kids. If his wife is listening, or any of his friends across the pond, here's an unbiased opinion. He did a really good job with the kids. Really, really excellent. And it was extra fun because we had someone else there who was visiting him. Simon and his wife and son were visiting from England. And so we had a great time comparing accents for the kids. So all the kids got to hear the Irish accent and the English accent and the Canadian accent. So that was a lot of fun, and it was good to meet all of them and good to see what was going on in Chalco. There was, I don't know, how many kids were there? Maybe 40 kids, maybe more. I didn't count, I'm sorry, but there was quite a good crowd there. And so they did some English and they did a Bible story and some coloring, I think. I missed that part, but Hannah was there for that. So Anyway, yeah, check out their blog, and hopefully we'll be able to meet the whole family sometime. And we're both in Mexico City, but again, quite a distance away. But it's good to make connections with other people who are working here and meet other people. So that was our fun adventure for the day. And it's great to see things happening in various parts of Mexico City. And I do have to add something that's unrelated, but important for you to pray about if you are praying. Our friend here in Iztapaluca named David Gomez. David's father passed away yesterday, and so our prayers go out to him and his family, and I'm sure he would appreciate your prayers as well. So that, again, is David, or David, if you want to Englishize it, and please do pray for his family today. And we will talk to you later. Thanks for stopping by at Finding Direction.